My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho. He represents the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District. It was back at the very beginning of 2015 that Congressman Yoho challenged John Boehner for the Speaker's chair. And while that was unsuccessful, it established a precedent for this current Congress that ultimately ended up in a motion to vacate the chair and ultimately John Boehner announcing his resignation late in September. It's supposed to take effect October 30th, but that might be delayed a bit due to the fact that it's been difficult to find a successor. Now it appears that many members of the Republican Conference want Paul Ryan, the House Ways and Means Committee chairman and 2012 vice presidential nominee, to take on the job. He says he's reluctant to do so, but will under certain conditions. And we're lucky to be joined now by Congressman Yoho to get his reaction to that. And, sir, thanks very much for being with us.
No problem. I appreciate the opportunity.
Let's see here very briefly what Congressman Ryan said yesterday.
We need to move from an opposition party to being a proposition party. Because we think the nation is on the wrong path, we have a duty to show the right one. Our next speaker has to be a visionary one. Second, we need to update our House rules so that everyone can be a more effective representative. This is, after all, the people's house. But we need to do this as a team. And it needs to include fixes that ensure that we do not experience constant leadership challenges and crises. Third, we as a conference should unify now and not after a divisive speaker election.
And one more reason that he still wants to be able to spend a lot of time with his family. Congressman, better messaging, I'm sure, was well received. The last one there about essentially wanting a unanimous choice and no contest in the speaker's race, I know, ruffled the feathers of some. What's your read on the situation right now?
You know, I don't fault Paul for naming stipulations in their conditions. I mean, any time we've negotiated personally in our lives, we always put everything out there, and these are what we're looking to do. I just disagree with him. I think that the interesting thing, Greg, is he talked about all the shortcomings of the current leadership while Mr. Boehner was there, telling him the short-sightedness, we didn't have a vision, we didn't have long-term outlook, we have bills brought up right at the deadline, so it's a crisis, we're not unified. And so he's naming all these things of short-sightedness that has led us to challenge Mr. Boehner to get leadership out. Yet Paul's been here for 17 years working to become the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. And so he's got that. And so being here, the point is, he's been here for 17 years. He's dealt with a broken system, not willing to challenge it until the moment arrives. That, is to me, is not leadership. And I think the last caveat that he put in there was, I'll take this job if you get rid of the motion to vacate the chair. You know, that was something our founding fathers put in place for us to hold people in our house accountable. So, you know, to take that off the table is like, I'll take the job if you can't fire me, if I know I can't be fired. I mean, who wouldn't do that? So I think that needs to be in place. I think it's something there that each one of the members of Congress, we can be removed in the next election. And I think that needs to be over anybody's head. If you're doing your job and you're doing it well, it's not a threat, because that hasn't been used since Joe Cannon's day, which was over 100 years ago. So the thing I can say is Mr. Ryan is going to come to different meetings today where we get to vet him. We get to ask him these things. And out of that, the process will move forward. My hope is that the leadership team now with Mr. Boehner does not upset the process again, because had they not done what they did on October 8th, we would have a new speaker already installed. We would be dealing with the November 3rd debt ceiling deadline. We'd be dealing with funding the government on December 11th. We would be finishing up our appropriations, but yet the lack of leadership, and this is why we're fighting so hard to replace it, has created this angst that we're seeing over the last 3 weeks.
What do you need to hear in these meetings to have your mind changed?
I'm going to have to hear a whole lot more than I've heard. Again, I think the biggest thing is, if everything you've said is what you believe and you're saying these things were wrong, where were you come January 1st of 2015 when three of us put our heads on the chopping block to run for the Speaker of the House? And Dan Webster obviously was the one that we really wanted to run. Where were you back then, standing up saying the emperor doesn't have any clothes, or saying that the system's broke, we need to change it? If you weren't willing to lead and challenge leadership back then, what makes me think you're going to be any different than the current leadership structure? And so my opinion's probably not going to change. I'm a Dan Webster supporter. I think Dan has shown his ability to be able to lead. But, you know, I am going to be open-minded going into this, and, you know, we'll ask him the tough questions.
Critics of the existing leadership have demanded rule changes. In the comments we just played there, Ryan seems to be open to some, but I know from other reports he's not open to others. We've talked, obviously, about his desire to withdraw the vacate the chair option at any point during his speakership, at least from Republicans' perspective. What other rule changes do you get the sense he's open to? What other rule changes would you demand in order to make sure that the people's voice is heard through the representative?
Well, I hope he turns around on that last offer of getting rid of the motion to vacate the chair. I mean, that right there shows a lack of leadership. It's like, you want it your way, no discussion, you don't want to be threatened, you don't want to be held accountable to your job. I think the other thing is follow the rules that are already in place. We've got a 49-page rule book, one of them being the 72-hour rule, that once a rule comes before we vote on a bill, every member of Congress has 72 hours to review it. We don't do that now. We fought to do that, and leadership has said, no, we can't do that, even though it's one of the rules. So I don't think we need a whole lot of new rules. I think we just need to follow and abide by the rule book so that we all know what game we're playing and the rules that go with it. Some of the other rules they want to change structurally, whereas the makeup of the steering committees. The steering committees are the ones that decide who goes on what committees. I think that's a very important one. The leadership has, the speaker has five votes on that committee, and they want to reduce that to one. They want to have more representation from the big states like California, Texas, and Florida, the three largest states in the union, but yet we don't have that same proportion as far as members on these committees, and we want that changed. And so I think those are some of the big ones that will be addressed.
A couple more questions in our remaining couple of minutes here, Congressman. First of all, you mentioned that as of right now, you still believe Dan Webster is the best choice for the role of Speaker of the House. He is, as of right now, the choice of the House Freedom Caucus, and Ryan has said he needs the endorsement of that caucus in order to agree to run for Speaker. What's your read on the other members of the caucus? Are they still lining up with Dan Webster at this point, or is it a mixed bag? What's the read there?
The way they came out this morning was we're still in support of Dan Webster. I'm not at liberty to talk about where they may go. I know we're going to interview Mr. Ryan this afternoon. And, again, we look forward to asking him some tough questions and just, you know, where do you stand on this? What do you think about this? One of the big things we want to have addressed is immigration. We want to have the debate on immigration. In fact, I sent a letter to John Boehner 2 months ago with multiple members of Congress saying that we want to start the debate on responsible immigration reform, and we want to, you know, we want to deal with border security, enforcement of laws on the book, guest worker programs. We want to deal with these in individual manners, and never heard a word from them. So that question will go to Paul Ryan. I know where Mr. Webster is on it, and so we'll have to see where he stands on that. One of the other things that came up is any member that had retaliation on them being taken off travel and travel restrictions, or they get removed from committees. The slate needs to be wiped clean on this so we can start over. I think that would be a good faith gesture that anybody in leadership would do, and let's just start over.
Last question before we let you go. In fact, I know you need to get to one of those meetings where you'll be discussing some things with your fellow members. You obviously started this process in some way when you were the first to challenge Speaker Boehner at the start of the current Congress. Other events have played out over time, whether it's specific issues like the president's funding for the president's immigration, other issues along the way, the Iran deal. Then Mark Meadows, of course, came along with his vacate the chair motion, and now we get to the Boehner resignation. As you look back, what do you think of your role in this process, and what has occurred over the last 8, 9, 10 months here?
Well, I'm happy with my role and the results we've gotten, because we ran on Washington lacks leadership, and it needs new leadership and a direction and a vision. So I'm real happy where we're at right now, because we're entering in that. We just don't need to back up. We need to go forward. And like I said in the beginning, if we were to let the process work, we would have had a new speaker today. We would have already had them in, sworn in. They'd be getting their office organized. We would be dealing with our November 3rd spending. So I'm happy for our role in this, but we've got, you know, ways to go. And this will all work out, because the American people sent us up here because it was a broken system. We put in the mechanics to change that system. Now we've got to go and get our work done. And the sooner we get this speaker's race over, the better the American people will benefit and our country will benefit. And that's what my focus is on now. To me, the elections are already done. It's a non-issue. It should be Dan Webster. And then we should move on from there.
Congressman, we'll let you get back to work. Thank you very much for your time today.
All right, Greg. Thank you. Bye.
Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. He was the first man to challenge House Speaker John Boehner for the Speaker's chair at the beginning of the current Congress. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.